Breitbart's Matthew Boyle moderating CPAC panel. Biden belongs in memory care institution, not the Oval Office. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 22, 2024. President Joe Biden belongs in a memory care institution, not the Oval Office, Breitbart News's Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle said on Thursday, moderating a panel at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, which centered around Biden's future and possible Democrat replacements. The panel, which featured podcaster Monica Crowley, radio host Larry O'Connor, and senior columnist of townhall.com Kurt Schlichter, centered around the debate on Biden's future and the likelihood of former First Lady Michelle Obama, or someone else, stepping up to the plate for Democrats. The point here is that we know what's going to happen on the Republican side. Donald J. Trump is going to be the Republican nominee for president again, Boyle began. We don't know what's going to happen on the Democrat side, he said, explaining that Biden is, technically speaking, leading on the Democrat side right now. He just put up a major fundraising number in January. But at the same time, you have a special counsel report that shows what we all know. This guy belongs in a memory care institution, not the Oval Office, Boyle said. Related, Biden snaps at reporter after being pressed about concerns with his age, memory. Crowley was one of the first people to warn that Democrats could parachute Michelle Obama in at their convention, issuing that point about 2 years ago. I thought, even at the time, 2 years ago, there is no way that Joe Biden is going to be the Democratic nominee for president. I mean, he's always been a corrupt hack, but now he's a corrupt hack with dementia. So I thought there's no way that they can put him up in 24, she said. Crowley explained that she believes Michelle Obama covers all the bases, warning the audience, don't buy the nonsense that she is not political. She is totally political, providing examples. Her father was a precinct captain in Chicago. So from the time she was a little girl, she was going to precinct meetings with her dad. Her best friend growing up was Jesse Jackson's daughter. So she was always at Jesse Jackson's house, etc. Look, she is completely political. The Democrats moved their convention to Chicago. Okay, so you start to put some of the pieces together. And it's entirely possible that they could make the change out at the convention in August. They can throw out all the rules because communists do not play by any rules. Democrats just do whatever they want, and they could make the switch. And if they do that, then they can position Michelle as the reluctant candidate who really didn't want to do this. But she needs to save her party and her country, so she's been reluctantly recruited. While Crowley said it sounds off the wall, she said it is possible. Although she does not know how likely it is and hopes she is wrong. Schlichter did not necessarily agree, explaining that he is not convinced Joe Biden's planning on leaving the White House, adding that he does not believe Obama wants to be president. He does, however, believe Vice President Kamala Harris wants to be president. O'Connor explained how he believes it will play out. I think that, obviously, if Joe Biden can't actually stand trial, he can't be president of the United States. As soon as they get rid of the, you know, messy Democratic process. Because they're the Democratic Party, right, they get to the convention. He steps down, not just from the ticket, but he steps down from the White House. Kamala Harris then becomes President of the United States and runs as a historic figure. Our first woman president, and she's running as an incumbent from the convention for those 10 weeks. Because I don't see how they get rid of her. The mechanics of this are very difficult because, again, I don't know how realistic any of this is because they're not just, they don't just have to get rid of the president. They have to get rid of the vice president as well, Crowley chimed in. Boyle mentioned the divisions between the Bidens and Obamas, and Crowley explained that the deep state is pulling the strings, the Obamas included. There's an interesting point here that I wanted, that Larry brought up, about the history of this and how Joe Biden became the Democrat nominee in 2020, Boyle told the panel members. If you go back even a little bit further than that time frame when the Obamas stepped in and said, all right, it's got to be Joe in South Carolina. What led up to that was the Jim Clyburn endorsement. The Clyburn endorsement was contingent upon Joe had to pick a black woman as his vice president. And so, I'm going to hear all these people talking about Gavin Newsom being the candidate in 2024, I'm like, I don't think so. Good luck to the white man that tries to take it away from the black woman. Crowley mentioned that she had Trump on her podcast and asked him if he was prepared for a worst-case scenario, such as Michelle Obama being the Democrat nominee. And there was a pause, and he said, "Yes, absolutely. We are prepared for all comers, for anybody." She said, as Boyle explained that Trump told him in December that he is expecting that the Democrats, that Biden will step aside or be pushed aside and that they'll try at the convention to go with Kamala. He thinks that they'll fail to get Kamala. Then the question is, who after Kamala, right? Boyle asked. Watch more from CPAC. CPAC panel praises Andrew Breitbart, he was a titan.